this quiet afternoon. You walk into your house, and it looks like a bomb has gone off. What is this? Your house needs a makeover, because it looks like a house from the frickin' 70s. Wallpaper and all this. What is this spare room down here doing? Absolutely nothing.
Well, you know what? I tell you what you could do. You could look up one of the great guys out here called Jackson Manus at Manus Construction. They do all types of housing repairs, types of renovations from bathrooms to kitchens to that one basement room that's downstairs that's super scary that no one ever goes into. They could make it look like a freaking game room down there. They can make it look like anything, right? So if you got an old house or you have a house that needs some renovations, you need great things to be done for your house, definitely look up Manus Construction. You can find them anywhere at Instagram, Facebook, and all the great places. Also at manusconstruction.com. Manus Construction. Get your house up to date so you don't freak people out when they come over there.
Had to go.
Yeah.
One of them make it. If we all have made it.
Okay? Yeah.
He got his hand do his thing, man. He did an awesome job, and I can't, you know, salute that brother, man.
Yeah, Dallas Comedy House, you got a clip. How's that clip doing? You didn't put it out on Reels yet, have you?
It's on the Reels on YouTube. I mean, no, I'm in, on Facebook. I'm
putting okay, it but what about on Shorts or?
Is it going on YouTube today?
Today?
Yeah. Today.
Good. You got to put
at 12 o'clock.
Hey, yeah, this will be out in like 4 weeks, but. 8 weeks, but.
Edit video?
Yeah.
Man, why it take you so long to edit video?
It doesn't take so long. I've just backlogged like 8 episodes.
For real.
Podcasting. Yeah, so I don't have to do them all the time.
You gotta do that shit. You gotta do it. I got plenty of episodes that I have backlogged. I just need to get ready so I can drop them.
Yeah. I try to stay 10 weeks out. So that way I got 10 weeks to come up with another $1,000 to pay somebody. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean pay somebody?
I pay somebody to edit.
I can pay somebody to edit.
Yeah. Hold it closer to your mouth.
I do.
Like, just like on stage.
I know. I do
all of my own editing.
Don't do that with it now.
No, I ain't trying to do none of this. Really don't want to hold this motherfucker. Why you ain't got a mic stand? You need to bring a mic stand with your ass.
Look, dog.
I know. I know we on the fly.
We rolling light.
Just hanging down and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Boom mic, motherfucker.
Yeah. I ain't got time to be. I don't want to hold nothing.
Well, shit.
You holding it pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, I'm used to it.
He's still like
that. No, I get it. But this ain't shaped like the one yours is shaped.
It don't matter. It got all kind of dickheads.
I'm holding the base.
Don't matter. It got all kind of dickheads.
Box dick.
This was uncircumcised.
Well, I don't want no smoke.
Bruh. You know what? You know what? This is funny that you're talking about that. Because now that we are here in Austin... Austin has fucking characters, bro.
I've met so many different shades, man. Nationality, tall, black, blue, green, orange. I've met so many different people. So I just really appreciate you guys for letting me just be on this comedy journey with y'all.
Because
it is most definitely a hustle.
Yeah,
we appreciate you. You know, you were the plug all weekend.
I look like the plug guy. I don't know, man. I got a unique style about myself, man.
It took some of the pressure off of me of being the black guy to protect Jackson most of the time.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. You didn't even bring a gun. Me and him brought guns.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
We're in Texas, motherfucker.
Yeah.
He said, he sounds like he's from Texas. We're in Texas, motherfucker. Right?
You son of a bitch.
I love it, though. See, this is our supervisor, though, y'all. Yeah. We've been rolling with the supervisor.
Yeah, we're in a company truck. That's what we're doing.
Hey, man, we've been getting past all the red lights. We ain't been getting stopped by no police. Now, he's a Disney driver. He's like, I love this shit. I ain't got the drive.
That's not gonna wood.
That's fucking plastic.
But long he don't get to talking though, he get to talking too goddamn much. He get to talking like he black, so.
I get a little drunk.
Yeah, when Jackson starts to drink, this is how you know when this man is lit, is when he start that, motherfuckers, and when he hit you with that,
he's lit,
yo.
First word he dragged last night, I'm like, oh yeah, this Jackson. Yeah. Jackson. Yeah. Action Jackson, that baby. You tell me you got a name for me, Golden. What you say your name for me was?
What?
So last night, right, we were, what was it, the Creeping Cave or whatever?
You don't remember the name you gave me last night?
Golden?
Yeah. Nah, gold mouth or some shit. Gold all around my neck.
Gold all gold everything.
I'm gonna call you Action Jackson, baby.
Like, it was funny as hell. Cause like, can I just remember? I stood up and I think I was gonna like go in the bar, go to the bathroom, or something. And you're like, Nate, you know what? I got a new name for Adam.
I'm for real.
He's like, it's all gold. And you were sitting there. He was like, it's all gold. All gold every time. Like, it was hilarious.
The funny part of just being around Jack Mike, where I love, I never got a chance to just see a white man get agitated. You know what I'm saying? You got agitated last night. Like, this shit was so hilarious.
What did I get agitated about?
Because
impatient.
Because you
I'm like, fuck me.
I hate just standing around. And so, like, that open mic plus that Kill Tony fucking line was stupid long. And it was just waiting. We was just waiting all motherfucking day.
Dude, 4 hours. When we wait for 4 hours standing?
I know, the comedy journey.
I think it was longer
real.
Than that.
You know,
I think it was like five.
Yeah. Six. Also, I can say to the up and coming comedians, man, you gotta literally put that work in. The thing that I saw with so many people yesterday from all type of nationality, from different, all around, it wasn't just people from, Texas, Austin, it would be from all over the world out there. I seen people from Mississippi and Atlanta and Wisconsin and
people.
I respect all the people out there yesterday.
There was a chick that came down from Canada. The chick that came from Canada, and she got up and got on the CBS.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah. Realistically, what we need to do is fucking block off a month and just
try to hit the job.
And just stay in Austin. That way you got eight chances to do Mothership. And then you got
What do you mean, 8 chances?
Because it would be Sunday, Monday.
I thought
they
just did it on Monday.
No, the open mic is Sunday and Monday too. Yeah. But the it's typically Kill Tony is just on Monday. So that's three. Okay, so 3 chances.
Okay. So 12 chances.
And that's just, if you think about the 12 chances, that's just for that one place.
That's just for that one
and
place.
Then, you know, so basically, they got hella mics and shit.
You come up with about a
time.
Month. Just a good month. Just a good month. Just straight comedy grind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why. Because
if you think
but
about
I'm trying
it.
To come up with a strategy today, but you just said it's a white guy. You just made a good
Well, thing. Yeah. I mean, if you theoretically,
theoretically, I like
had a place to stay, or like had a place to crash, or had like say you got $10,000 to blow this year, right? And you're like, all right, well, I'm gonna post up in 3-4 different cities for a month. I'm gonna get an Airbnb, cheapest Airbnb I can, right? Or Teardrop, and like in Nashville, I could post up for a month for $600.
Hold on, explain to the world about this Teardrop, cause this. No, I know us black people, we like to go get Airbnb. That's the new thing that's going on now. And, we'll go get a hotel room. You understand what I'm saying? You know, that's 4, 5, 6, 8, 100 right there. You see what I'm saying? 3, 4 days. Yeah. Okay, but this Teardrop, how much money don't you save with this Teardrop?
So,
Black people got Airbnbs and crab legs.
I don't want no crab legs. We're going to Ricky Tony. Tony Bobby, Ricky, whatever the hell they are.
Terry Blacks.
Terry Black, yeah.
Which
Terry
was
Black.
Okay. Yeah, we should get back to that, too. But go ahead about the Teardrop.
Yeah, fuck you.
Whatever.
Why are you hating on Terry Blacks?
I'm not.
Anyways. I bought a Teardrop trailer, right? It's a 4x8 trailer. It basically just sleeps me. And if well, motherfucker, you don't know. No, you don't know who's going to roll with. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, I'm going to do this. This is my best way to get throughout the country. Because you can pop up at RV spots that have showers and shit for free. It's with your stay. So it's basically like staying in an Airbnb, but just kind of shittier and a little bit less convenient.
You're just more so roughing it. Because, the thing about it, with the Teardrop, you can get a Teardrop, and Teardrop can be hella nice. You know what I mean?
You can spend, like, $30,000 on one if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But I spent $4,500, and then I split it with my dad. So, $2,250, right? So for the whole year, if I'm gone, even if I just dip out on weekends, that I would make that money back. I wouldn't make that money back, but it would be like I would have spent so much on hotel rooms, right?
You said to yourself,
no. Yeah. And it's $35 a spot a night.
See, that's why I'm waiting on you to get to explain the prices to the people.
Yeah, so if you get a 30 amp, which is basically a regular outlet, so you get a regular outlet, and my teardrop, I have an AC and a heater, so you just need that. So you just need an extension cord, plug it in, and you got heat and air in the teardrop. And then I even got hot. It was cold as fuck in Nashville. I got hot with that heater, and I had to open the window in the teardrop. In Nashville, because I was hot. I had to turn the heater off and open the window.
And it was low-key, like, what, 40 degrees outside?
Little heater, I mean, it's like, literally the size of this rug, so it's like...
But the reason why I asked you that, because a person can't make no excuses. It's no excuses.
Oh, yeah.
Where's a wheel that way?
Yeah,
well,
if you really wanted to rough it, you could do a tent.
Yeah.
I got a tent, and I was going to do it with a tent. But then I came across that teardrop, and I was like, fuck it, that's off the ground, that's enclosed in a thing, you can lock it, you know, put the shotgun right next to you, pistol right next to you, nobody's fucking with you. And plus, most of the RV parks have security, so you're in a secure place, you know. I know I'm coming back here, because I got a $75 credit to the Austin RV park. Now, Austin's more expensive. There are some places that are more expensive, but it's because they're KOA campsites or KOA.
I seen it on the sign when I was driving. I see that KOA. Yeah. Big old red love.
Red and yellow.
That's like the premier stop. That's like out of gas stations, that's like the Loves, but for RV parks. It's the nice one. It's like the Buc-ee's parks.
I've seen that outside the road.
So you can pull in those. You could pull in a national park. Like, there's so many you could pull in a rest stop, dog.
Yeah.
I mean, like, literally. Like, if you're really desperate, you're tired as fuck, just pull over.
Pull over, you pull at the rest stop, and then crash out for 2-3 hours and be like, all right, I'm going to get up and then be on the way.
Yeah, and what I'm going to get, you know, I like getting into mountains and shit. They make these things called a jackery, which is basically just a portable battery that you can plug shit into, like your phone, your laptop, your watch, you know, an AC, a heater. So, and they, you can charge those by solar panel. So, like, realistically, you wouldn't even need to get a spot. Like, you could just stay at rest stops and do it free.
Yeah, right.
Free
but
as fuck.
The reason why I asked you that, like I just said, because it ain't no excuses. This comedy grind is real, man. And when I say, man, you're going to be dedicated to it, it's so many ways. Well, you can save yourself some money, you know, in being able to get out there and get the exposure that you need, the grind, the hustle. Because, like, what you see coming down for about, like, a good month. You have to, you know, it'll be hard for you to come in every Monday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You especially with work.
Yeah, with work. Yeah. Whatever you got going on, kids or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like I said, if you can take off about a good month, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, just really do the figures on what you're talking about with the trailer or, you know, Airbnb, hotel. If you do the right figures, I can see that working out for about a month.
You could do it cheap with Airbnb, too, if you did, because they'll rent, like, if it's like a 5-bedroom house, they'll rent the bedroom out. So you could just have a bedroom, lock your shit up, right? I've done that in Nashville, where it was like $50 a night in Nashville, you know? And that's, you got to share the fucking, it's a community bathroom, which sucks, but, you know, it's really no different than what we're doing. You don't see anybody.
Yeah.
You know? And if you do, maybe she's fine or something. Maybe you poke a little salt.
I don't care about all that. Long as you don't kill crabs. You know what
Yeah, that's really.
You don't kill crabs in places like that.
Yeah, toe fungus or some shit.
I got my own sandals on.
Were y'all wearing sandals in there?
I hate I ain't give me none the other day.
I thought about it. I was like, yeah. I guess they didn't do it, so I'm not going to do it.
I'm laying them on. I ain't going to lie. I hate my feet touching the burger. Anything.
I just got this.
I just let the hot water run for a long time.
Yeah. Then why you want to run all the hot water out of there? So the hot water was spread equally as among all of us. Okay, that was cool then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter though, because I'm, you know, I don't need it as much.
You messed up, dude.
Nah, I just took some wipes to that motherfucker down.
You took some wipes?
Clorox wipes?
You talking about clean your body?
What?
No, you bathed with Clorox wipes?
No, nigga. Something. No, I got some. I just used the disinfectant wipes. I'm just wiping.
Oh, you talking about wiping around? Yeah. Oh, you talking about no? I'm like, you talking about to clean yourself? Bro,
yeah, dude. Well, Nate's clean.
Clean.
He said, "Fine, clean."
Yeah, dude. Yeah, man. I mean,
bleached butthole shit for me though.
But it's been fun though.
You know, what I want you to do, too, I want y'all guys to do, explain to, because I know I'm on your show, and I know some people might see this, so explain to them people about the Joe Rogan show, and, you know, what we did, what we actually did.
Yeah. Hey, you're going to have to keep that close to your mouth. Okay. Too.
And now a word from our sponsor. Are you tired of driving around, being on the sketch, edgy side? Do you drive a Nissan or an Infiniti? Are you riding around on that Tykes Time car? Well, guess what? I have something that's for you. It's called the Jerry app, right? The Jerry app. It's good. It's an insurance app. You can go check them out, man. They got pretty much all the stuff that you need, right? You can get your car insurance and all that kind of stuff, quotes and everything all in one place. You know, it's pretty cool. You can also do your car insurance, renter's insurance, home insurance. You can bundle that ish up and save. You're looking to refinance your car, do something like that. They even have an option for that on there with the option for different low monthly payments, all kinds of good jazz. They even have automatic shopping. So you can sit back and let it do its own thing. This app can get you your insurance in like 45 seconds, right? Okay, so look it up. The Jerry app. For insurance and all the greatness that you could possibly do so that if you get hit by an Infiniti or a Nissan or one of those tax time cars, you're pretty much set. Okay? You're pretty much set. All right, don't forget the Jerry app. Look it up. And now, back to our regular scheduled show.
Thank you.
Yeah, dude. I was working in the warehouse. You remember I told you I worked in a warehouse throughout college? Yeah. And, yo, these motherfuckers would play Keith Sweat. I don't know what radio station he was on. But it was
101.3.
Yeah, I never got to touch the radio. Never. You know, until everybody would go to lunch. And then I'd have an hour to the radio to myself, right? And, dude, these motherfuckers would... It was Keith Sweat and fucking that Beyonce song where she's surfboard. Yeah. Dude, surfboard. When I tell you, dude, I've listened to that Beyonce song probably 1,000 times.
They got your material right there.
Dude, I fucking hated it. Oh my God. I was like, guys, like, I get we like this station, but can we please, for the love of Christ, change it? Just change it to something else.
But how you think we feel about Kicks 101? I mean, Kicks and all that old shit.
They weren't having... it wasn't forced down anybody's throats.
You must work in a black warehouse.
Is there a warehouse that isn't in Memphis?
My... I don't know. I ain't working in warehouses. I've worked at a few.
I
worked at a few too.
Yeah.
I worked at a lot of them jumpers. They was in them heydays. You see what I said? Since I got old, I ain't worked in no warehouse.
Dude. I was through a temp service.
I was through a temp service. You know what you talking about? I ain't never been permanent in no warehouse. Any warehouse job I ever worked in been a temp service. So.
I got permanent.
It was different. Yeah, they all black. If it was an all black warehouse, they both definitely bumping Keith Sweat and Beyonce.
I remember I was complaining to one of the younger dudes. I was like, God damn, dude. He was mixed. Oh, yeah. And
so you can complain about him. He loud sick of this shit too.
Well, no. He was like, I remember I was like, and you know, Keith Sweat, he's always like, hey, ladies.
What shift you work?
He's always like, ASMR.
Hold on, what shift you work?
I worked all shifts, so I was night shift. It was night shift.
Yeah, that most definitely had to be night shift for Keith Sweat to be going out. You see, you were listening. He was talking. Yeah, that's 101.
I was going to say
V101.
It had to be V101.
I mean, 103. Keith Sweat, come on. Keith Sweat, come on.
I don't know. I don't even need to know because I'm never listening to shit again. But I remember I was complaining to him. I was like, yo.
Hang on. I wouldn't say that. As much as you talk about getting black pussy,
you, I don't know.
Nah, that ain't the song.
You know what I'm saying? If he was to find like an older, mid-aged black lady, you throw on some Keith Sweat.
That's never happening. I ain't pulling my pecker out in front of an older black woman.
If, I didn't say, if, I mean, why not? Why not get you an older black lady?
You crazy.
I don't know, but
Keith Sweat ain't no get it on type of song to me. Keith Sweat music is like a big and ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it is. But no, these women would call in.
I'm saying women. But women love Keith Sweat.
They most definitely love Keith Sweat. But, you know, I got some Keith Sweat hitters now, but you know, it went out sick by the bitch. And, you know, I love you. You know, I don't feel like that no more. You see what I'm saying? So I ain't bumping no Keith Sweat no more. I ain't bumping no Keith. That like 10
minutes. I'm trying to help my guy. I'm trying to help my guy. Because it's like, if this man hit up a fucking 30s. You know, mid-30s black chick.
No, dude. Older than that.
With some Keith Sweat. She gonna fuck this nigga because he know who Keith Sweat even is.
That's I don't think saying. That's true.
I'm saying, man. I just...
I mean...
I don't... You know, it's...
And I think it would be like it's all about 50, it. Not 30. Keith Sweat's old as hell.
It's all about how you sit in the mood. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because you don't have to bump just Keith Sweat. If you gonna try getting them panties, I'd say bye-bye, kid.
Hey, I don't believe he did it. That's how you get some black pussy.
He's gonna do it, buddy.
Hey, R. Kelly didn't do nothing wrong.
Nah, I can't do nothing wrong. He ain't do no.
Hey,
he
neither did Bill Cosby.
Yeah, he ain't do no more than what he did. Yeah. What did I hire Weinstein? What else? He did nothing with nobody else didn't do. Shit. I would have fucked a girl and a boy.
I mean, he could have been Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey was fucking boys. He was fucking little boys. That's fucked up.
And then it's just like the industry now. You know what I'm saying? When they, y'all been seeing all this stuff going on about Puff Daddy gay. This shit is really in the news.
I think it's one of those things where like dudes that desire power so much, they just like they can't. Dick. It's addicted to power.
Suck a dick.
Well, I don't know about that, but like it's I would imagine you wouldn't suck a dick. You would be fucking right. So
would you do it?
No. But I'm just saying,
so
like,
you telling me if you had an opportunity to be with somebody big, they can put you on all.
No, dude, no way, dude.
I'm rewinding because I was watching the.
No, because I would have that every time I did an interview. If, I would be like, all
you
right,
know
I'm gonna
do. The producer who what's his name? Puff Daddy looked up to, the billionaire guy, the white guy who.
Rick Rubin.
Who he been sleeping with and shit? His mentor.
Rick Rubin.
Rick Rubin.
He a producer, I guess.
Does he got a beard?
Shit, I don't know. I ain't trying to look at no motherfucker that fuck niggas like that.
Well, man. Rick Rubin has a certain look. He's like crazy look.
Oh, he came out with his.
Yeah, I mean, Rick Rubin pretty old. He got gray hair. Man.
But Rick Rubin, producer. Now that would be hilarious because Jay-Z has. Have you seen the 50 Cent talking shit about Jay-Z?
Yeah, I've been watching all of them.
Dude, 50 Cent is hilarious. Yeah, dude, I fucking love 50 Cent.
50 Cent.
Have you listened? Have you read his book?
Yeah, I most definitely read his book.
Oh my god, dude, his book is fucking.
Yes, I have. I got it on audio on my phone. I got it on audio.
50 Cent is real deal. One of my.
I read him and Charlamagne book. Charlemagne the God.
Yeah, Charlemagne.
I don't like Charlemagne as much.
Charlemagne book is good.
Charlemagne, but he's too.
He raw.
He's raw, but he also. And he shits on white people too much. It's like, dog, I gotta discredit some of what you're saying.
I can't say.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, dude. Like,
but he's not racist, though. He's not racist.
I mean, I know he's not, like, really get down to it because he's buddies with Andrew Scholes, but it's like, yo, dude, you talk so much shit about white people that, like. Yo, you, I'm
one,
not,
hold on.
I'm not gonna support.
We got one out of a million black motherfuckers that just going in on y'all motherfucking ass.
And it's not one.
Who? I don't listen to
nobody. Dude, it is so prevalent. It's more and more prevalent, and it's becoming more and more prevalent.
Nah, that's great. I don't listen to nobody, but I feel like they.
I mean, that's only shit. Becoming more prevalent just because there's more outlets and shit for people to hear and see the shit.
But I fuck with Charlamagne, no, God. He be awesome.
You know what I mean? I mean, I fuck with him too, but I'm just not like gonna be an out. I'll never buy merch. I'm never giving him any money. You know, like I'm not.
You know that's each his own.
It's just because like yo, it's like. If fucking a white person, you know, a white radio DJ was talking bad. I mean, imagine if they were like, oh, the problem with the black family is the black father. If they were doing that kind of shit, you know, it'd be like...
You've been doing that shit. Why did you buy the Alex Jones shirt?
I don't have an Alex Jones shirt. But you, I'm not spending their... I'm not giving buying their merch either. You know what I'm saying? It's like whenever you obviously have an agenda, it's like, all right, dude. Like, you don't like white people. You might not be racist, but you don't mind complaining about fucking white people.
I don't mind complaining about the motherfuckers either.
You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. You know, it's all about the platform and how deep you going to this shit. You see what I'm saying? He be going to a lot of deals with this shit. It be funny as fuck, though.
And some points are valid.
Crack ass cracker. I'm from Florida. I do some of the craziest.
Everybody knows. Like he said, so... The craziest people, I've never even been to Florida, but the people I have met that are from Florida are all psycho crazy type of people.
Yeah. It don't matter if you're black, white.
Yeah,
no,
they all fucking crazy. All of them.
Well, shit, I feel like we're in Florida here.
Fact.
Shit, not.
Nah. I honestly feel like it's a...
Well, what's funny is that...
Damn, they gonna want a thing moving now. I'm just fucking with
you. Like, some titties? Wait, there's a fat white woman with some titties? Again?
Hold on, we did see that last night, though.
We saw some titties.
Right. We saw some titties.
Right.
Morning, man. Hey, we missed some
COVID. Oh, we heard you walk us up.
Y'all need to wake up. Y'all sleep too much.
This motherfucker went to bed at 2, wakes up at 7. Like, God damn, son. I got fucked up.
I'm old, man. Texas
has been crazy. Like you said, we saw this fat white bitch with the titties out and booty sticking out and shit.
She had some.
It was fucking when they you know how people be like, I guess like Texas.
I seen so much crotch. I don't know what else to say.
Texas is coming.
Yeah, I seen so many women crotching yesterday with them little ass skirts on.
Oh, yeah. And they just blackout. Just this shit's riding up.
It's crazy. It's just, they just walking. It's like, bro, you just walking your whole coochie out.
I swear to God.
It's just like, what the fuck? You got your whole coochie and shit just sticking out. Just like, oh, it's fine.
What do you think?
That's wild, bro. Like,
what do you think the total dollar amount spent in 1 week on some pussy in Austin is?
Shit, I don't know. I got Craigslist all around the world.
$0 from this guy.
Dude, I bet in 1 week $1 million is spent on some pussy in here.
Who? Tell me, what are you talking about? I don't know what type of numbers you got.
Okay, so like, the market.
In 1 month? You said a week?
A week?
Yeah, because they got Google here. They got a lot of shit here. So that's a lot of money floating around.
What kind of pussy you buying?
I don't buy pussy.
What kind of pussy
I'm saying, buy? I'm saying the market.
Oh, you're talking about like executives and all this crazy shit, buying pussy.
Buying escorts, shit like that. And they're probably dropping racks to get like some really fine
that's
women.
Just like the chick that came through last night that was outside and she's like, oh, I target golf
tech
players,
execs.
My head shit like broke hair, white.
And I was like,
she was Asian.
Yeah, but Asian, the crazy, I'm talking about the other. She was one too. The white girl.
The white girl.
Yeah, the one.
She looked like it.
Both of them were.
She was a stripper. Yeah.
Both of them were.
But the crazy thing about that is the fact that like, well, two things, right? One, you got they really was out there. They might be comedians or some shit, but they were really out there working. I'm talking about, you got sipping ass niggas giving jackets, buying beers, fucking all type of shit.
I don't know what kind of mood it was, though.
You see what I'm saying? But then I don't see
them making a whole lot of money.
But then on the other hand, like he's saying.
They might be making 700 a week.
But like at the same time, like you were
saying. I'm not talking about they make $1 million. I'm talking about. Like,
money
the market in the industry in the city.
You talking about money being spent, though?
I'm talking about total money spent on pussy.
Because, like you said, you got Google and shit, but you also, what the other wild-ass shit, is this a lot of stripping bitches? It's a lot of homeless motherfuckers and shit down here. And you got the whole-ass Indeed building right there.
Dude.
Niggas should have jobs, bro. Like, Indeed is right there, bro.
Indeed what?
It's an Indeed. Yeah, building.
Literally behind the alley where we was there waiting on the mic.
For real? Right?
Yeah.
I see you looking at job. That's a black man.
I'm saying, bro. I'm like,
good. That was Indeed. He was just looking up. It's like, oh my God, look at all these tall buildings.
Right.
I'm not in Memphis anymore.
No. Because, no, I really was thinking about it because I was in my mind, I'm like, it's a lot of hobos. It was a lot of hobos right there.
Nobody should be without a job.
Ain't no nigga should not have a fucking job around this bitch at all. Like, if the first time a nigga was, can I get some, I'm sending ass straight to the Indeed building.
Yeah, I wonder though, like, how much a project management job would pay out here?
Probably a fucking lot.
Probably 100K.
I mean, if you look around, the development.
You got a lot of work out here.
The development around Austin is probably, I would say Nashville is probably booming just a little bit more so than Austin.
It's so clean, dude. It's so much cleaner.
What are you talking about?
Nashville. It's so much cleaner than this fucking place.
I don't know. I'm like, are you just frowning around? Nashville is so clean. Nashville, everybody run their ass up there in Nashville, run their ass right back to Memphis. I'm sick of their ass. You understand what I'm saying?
Hold on. It is.
Yeah, but I have a different.
I know.
I got Nashville. My business.
Hold on. I know. See, everybody ain't equipped like you are. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah. But, you know, I don't want no smoke on there, but everybody run up there to Nashville, let they go get a better opportunity, better life. It's only a few people that I know that's still surviving in Nashville because the cost of living is way higher than Nashville than it is for Memphis.
Yeah, but I can live in a teardrop.
Yeah, but I think like you.
if I live in Nashville, for, and I asked the RV park that we stayed at in Smyrna, right? $650 a month.
Ooh. Somebody, with your teardrop?
With my teardrop.
$650? That's like paying.
And then if you rent for the next month, it drops. Oh, if you rent for the next month, it drops again.
Okay.
The third month is like $400 and something.
That ain't bad. They dropping the price. That ain't bad. You know what I'm saying?
So it's like, yo. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I hear you, but it, as far as making money and having a very
but
cheap,
I live like that though. I ain't got no problem living like that.
I don't have a problem living like that.
Yeah, I live like that.
I live cheap now though. You know.
Yeah, I see now. I'm about to start living cheaper.
It's so nice, dude. The only thing I gotta get rid of my truck now.
But see, you ain't got no kids, though. See,
I'm living cheap, dog.
Yeah, you ain't got no kids. Is you fucking?
Yeah. I mean, I just
your sperm count low.
No, my sperm count's high. I'm a sperm donor. Did you know that?
Man, you fucked up.
What?
You got a lot of babies out here.
No,
you ain't got more babies than all. Like,
just one.
I am mine stupid. That might say no. Just one. I'm like, you keep on nothing in the cup you're gonna have. You're gonna be like that white man that had all them kids. You're gonna be just like him.
Well, I wanna, you know, honestly, it's a hack, right? Like, honestly, I think I'm a pretty good person, and this is the narcissist in me, but I believe that I am a morally just person, and I'm not like a crazy fuck. So I'm like, yo, to combat all these motherfuckers in Austin, somebody like me's gotta have some kids.
But
you know?
Look like you from, I don't even know, I swear to God, what? You get some boots, and one of them big
belts. I might get some boots today.
Are you saying because there are crazy people out here?
I'm saying we need good people to procreate, like you. You haven't had any kids yet, right?
Yeah.
Adam's got three kids. That's the right move.
Are you going to have some kids? That nigga, he
getting old.
Yeah, he might not be fertile.
Yeah, how long you been? How many pussies you nutted in?
I just come out here and clean up the streets, play. In the words of the random guy in Dallas, this.
Hey, your sperm count clock ticking, ain't it, man?
Do you have a low sperm count?
No, I have a high sperm count, to be honest.
When you jizz, is it white or clear?
It's white. It's a lot.
Oh, okay. For real?
If it's clear, you got low sperm count.
It's a lot.
Have you ever noticed, like, if you go multiple rounds, it starts getting clearer?
Yeah.
It's less cloudy? It's because you got less sperm.
Oh, well, I ain't good. This shit like lotion. Like the nigga had on the show. Yeah. That's how you did. Yeah. I what they said, nut butter. That might have me dying. And it might they put a little potpourri in this shit. So look, cinnamon and shit. They say he's selling nut butter, man. Your skin so clear, man. I fuck with it. I got nut butter. That's why I got my kids spaced out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You really did do spaced out. So you got three different baby mamas?
No, I got two.
You got two.
I got two boys and one girl.
Yeah. So what are the ages?
23, 13, and 6.
Damn, you waited 10 years to have another one.
Yes, because I ain't with all that. I'm selfish, my nigga. I'm the only child. I ain't got no brothers or sisters. I'm not with spending my money like that. So I can spend my money different. You know, I can spend individually time. And when we all get together, it'd be good. It'd be a brief thought.
Yeah.
I ain't with all that. I'm the only child, but I ain't want to. You know how when you be with the only child, you know, you like, I want a whole lot of kids. But then you start getting older, and, you know, you get to making some money. And like, nah. You see other people go through shit. Like, nah.
I want
to
have a gang. So I want to have.
You keep on nothing in the cup, you're going to have a gang.
Yeah, I want to have a gang.
So, hold on. All BS aside, you got one child out here for real about nothing.
It's not my child, though.
I know it ain't
your child. I know. But, like, my sister is married. She's a lesbian, right? So, her wife. It was a donation to her wife. And now they have a 7-month-old baby. And honestly, they
asked... It's your sister?
Yeah, it's my sister.
And
it's actually been, you know, awesome. Like, I love watching my sister be a mom, right? Like,
so your sister a lesbian?
My sister's a lesbian. She's my older sister.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And
you did this for them?
You know, I thought about it. Because I was like, yo, you know... I'm gonna give away my first kid, maybe my first couple kids, you know? It's like, I didn't know how I was gonna feel about that.
It might say you gonna give away your first couple kid. It might.
You know, but then, my joke is like, now
I just realized that is the white people cheat code. You're like, I can get rid of a couple of these kids and I don't even have to pay for them. I can just still watch them get raised and be bored and shit.
That ain't no white folks shit. That's
G code.
That's a rich G code.
Yeah, I signed away the rights though.
I might have a couple of kids get themselves away. That's dope.
Now, well, but I also know what family they're being raised in.
Yeah, I know.
You know, which me and my sister don't agree with everything, but she's got a good head on her shoulders. She's not crazy.
What's funny is that. Technically, they'll be your niece or nephew, right?
Yeah.
And so then, when they come over there, I can just see old Uncle Jackson is drunk again. And he's like, you came out of my ball sack, bitch. Get in line.
No, I'm not gonna do anything like that just because I don't want to make it weird. On, you know.
He fucked up.
I mean, they'll know. Like we've had that conversation. It's like, how are you gonna tell him, right? You know, it's like, well, just tell him as soon as he can talk, just let him know. Right? Like, hey, I mean, because he's going to get made fun of probably just for having lesbian parents. And then it's like, well, who the fuck is the daddy? Right? Or who is the donor? And it's like, well, just equip him.
Who carried the baby?
My sister's wife.
Ah, so your sister's wife. Okay, so it ain't what you're thinking.
No, everybody thinks that.
I wasn't thinking that at all. What I was saying.
But it ain't gonna look weird because his sister didn't.
I know that. No, I wasn't saying that at all.
We didn't want it to have an extra chromosome.
You know what I'm saying?
They were fucking flippers and shit.
Y'all like, miss him, man.
He's an amazing swimmer. He can't speak
y'all,
though.
Y'all from Diva Artists, all right.
That's what's funny is because we're kind of redneck. So it's like, it kind of feeds into that. But it's like, it's like a weird progressive.
That ain't gonna be no hard thing to explain to the man.
Oh no, it won't. And then, but it's just like as long as everybody owns
it. Right?
Yeah.
It ain't gonna be hard.
As long as everybody owns it, it's like you just can't be scared about it.
And all of those shake ass, soft ass, you know, family secret ass type shit. You see?
And
with you being type person, you ain't let that fly no way.
No.
Because anything go left, that you know. You and her had a baby. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, they're particularly like your baby mama.
No. Dude, I'm telling you. We had lawyers.
I meet your family.
You said I'm fucked up. What are you talking about?
You know, your family run a train on me?
No.
You're going to do a lot of traveling in that video.
No, we don't edit.
Hey, what kind of family you got, man? I fuck with the fail. Hey, the man.
My family's pretty wild, dude.
For like, real?
Yeah, dude, because my dad has three baby mamas.
For real?
Yeah, I'm the youngest of five.
Every time I see you talk about your dad, you always say me and him went half on somebody. I see you don't play this shit with your ass.
Well, I mean, I'm fucking 28. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Was he supposed to pay for my shit? Like, no. You know? I mean, he helped me out sometimes, but, you know.
Only, how many keys your dad got?
He's got five. My brother died, though. My half-brother died of a heroin overdose. And, but what's funny, and you'll think it's funny, is the first and the last are straight. The middle three are gay.
For who the last?
Me.
And who the first one?
My brother, his name's Jason.
For real? How often y'all see each other?
Never. I'm only close with the sister that I donated.
For real?
With. Yeah, yeah. Okay. We're full blood, and then the other two.
Also, how many kids you had by your mom?
Two.
Two, okay.
Yeah.
Also, this your blood sister.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. The other are half, and I never see them. Because they didn't have a good relationship.
No, everybody got this shit going on, too. I'm a child. You know, when my dad had a lot of outside kids. You know
So,
you know, he had a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know,
so. I mean, my dad got married at fucking 19.
Well, you know, back in them days, that, you know, that was, you know, it was,
he, he was country as hell.
Where, yeah. Where y'all from?
He's from Jackson.
Mississippi?
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Yeah. I mean, because back then, it was like, y'all like, oh, we were high school sweethearts. We y'all fucked, y'all getting married.
Probably he redneck, or he cool.
He's a cool redneck. Have you met him?
I think I met him like once.
Yeah, yeah. He's cool. Like for a quick second. I think.
You know, they get old, they change.
Yeah, I mean, he's cool. I mean, he, you know, he's a shithead, but, you know, I love him. He, you know, he's been there for me.
He said 3 is gay.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, so the first and last. And I was like, yo, daddy, you got something to tell me? you be pumping them out like you got something in you, boy.
that just goes like you was fucking with him yesterday or whatever. You were like Jackson's a little bit black. That just gives you a little bit extra more black points.
What?
Like, you're like, my dad got other kids out here. Mama's and shit.
He fucking good in the town and see the web.
He was fucking, but he fucked up our money growing up. That's why he got all these baby mama.
So they let me know it ain't a white thing or a black thing.
It's not.
It's most definitely
not. It's not.
And then what people get, I feel like that what race barrier get fucked up at. Mm-hmm. Because we all do the same shit.
We all out here fucking and fucking up.
Shit, yeah. I done met more white men, got them with more black problems than I done met with a black man. I was like, this shit don't make no damn sense. I don't even want your white problem, motherfucker. You talking about hell or no? No. I done seen more white men on child support than black men, damn.
Oh, my dad got fucked.
You know,
he was working three goddamn. This is why I love my dad, right? And not the only reason, but one of the reasons. Now, he was dumb about it. You know, now thinking back, I was like, yo, you should have done what I'm doing back then, because you could have hid your money a lot better from these fucking judges.
It was fucked up, though. You know, they didn't know.
It still is today.
But it's more better today.
No, it's not.
I'm talking about five. You know, like
the tricks
family
and
law,
how to do
family
it.
Law in Tennessee is still gonna fuck the dude.
I know that, but I'm just saying. You know, back in the old days, man, we don't think. You know, it's a new millennium. You know, like we said, new millennium. Uh-huh. You know, they didn't have a lot of resources. You know, I can imagine what your dad is going through. Goddamn it, back in 1950 something, and don't know who to talk to. It ain't
different.
It
definitely
segregation back then and shit like that. There.
Yeah, you're right. No internet.
Yeah, no internet.
No,
yeah.
I said at the library with the little scroll thing going through the papers. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what the law should say.
Dude, if I didn't have Microsoft Excel or Google, whatever, dude, it would be fucked.
You know, the first thing that come to me when your dad went to the courtroom, just being honest, they looked at him like he was black.
Well, I think his baby mama
treated him like he was black.
Well, the first one was in Jackson.
Even
so, small
up,
town.
Even fucked
small
up.
Town judge.
Even fucked up.
Thinks he's a piece of shit.
He not had no mom, dudes, and her family and shit like that there. And this old white boy where he can come from. Some black folk shit.
Yeah. It's just country shit.
I fuck with you. Brother from another mother.
Yeah.
That was like the fucking, the fist meme. You know what I mean? Where it was like,
right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we can see.
It glowed.
Right, yeah, right.
That's why you can't never judge a book by its cover. You sure? Right, right. You can't, you know, people be so. Yeah. Y'all seen how I got judged all yesterday.
Well, it's also kind of funny, too, when you say that, because it's like me and him go do comedy quite a bit, right? So it's funny to see other comics or go into a city and they see both of us pull up somewhere. Or we are waiting on comedy or something like that, and the CP be like, we're like, I'm like, yeah, this is my buddy, we from Memphis, we travel or whatever. And they be like, oh, like, what? You know what I mean? Because it's like, he looked completely different from what they would expect somebody to be hanging out with. I look completely different from what they would expect him something.
You know, and all three of us together, they were fucking up. We fucked a lot of people up together. They were like, all y'all from Memphis?
We hit all the range.
Right. And then they be like, wow. Then they get excited. I say it all day yesterday.
Dude. What was funny is that I thought about this yesterday for a minute. I was like, we made like a proverbial AT&T tree. I was like to people.
With color and
height. Yeah. I said, because people come in like, they see the three of us, and they look at Adam, and they're like, oh, Adam, this nigga's the hood nigga right here. Nigga hood nigga. They look at me and they say, he might be like a hood bird type ass nigga. Yeah,
suburban.
Like, yeah, right. They're like, oh, they look at you and they be like, oh, he's straight birds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's straight birds. but they were making so dope and unique, though. I liked it, though. That was a nice chemistry.
Yeah.
That was a nice atmosphere.
And you think about it, too. Like, think about if say, one of us, right, really gets on, we start headlining comedy clubs. You could expose, like, your audience is not going to be the same as mine.
Nah.
And his is not going to be the same as ours.
Facts.
So, you'd be like, all right, hey, I'm headlining this. I know it's going to be probably a redneck crowd. Say we're going to Arkansas, whatever the fuck. Nate, come get exposure to the redneck crowd, right?
Yes.
And he's like, all right, you're going to come get exposure to the black crowd, right? Yeah. And you just help, and then you develop an act that'll be all
that was you supposed to, because when I got into this game, my followers supposed to become yours, and yours supposed to become mine.
Right.
You
know that's
how the game's supposed to go. People don't look at it like this. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell they doing out here. You understand what I'm saying? But it's called networking. That's why it's so important. You know, and I see what Memphis missing on a lot of things. You know, and I see that's why you gotta get out of town. You know, I see the importance of so much shit.
I mean, like the importance too of, like you said, of like your crowds mixing up. A good example of that is we did a show in Nashville, right, at this place called Rebar on the Dam. Bruh, my set, not good. Didn't go good, right? This man went up, fucking killed it. Fucking murdered the shit, right? But me, after the show, I'm like, well, I don't want to talk to anybody. You know what I mean? But like, his crowd of people, because they're like, oh, y'all came together. Oh, that's cool, whatever. It bled over. End the shit. So it's like, that's what you really, that's what you really want all together.
But, so, you know, it's only so many guys can have that chemistry where you can bounce off each other. Everybody don't know how to bounce off each other. Everybody want to be the leader. It's too many chiefs and not enough enemies. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you can run across somebody and y'all have that chemistry, that's when you're supposed to network. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, that's good that both, and that will draw me to both of you guys. You see what I'm saying? I can just honestly say that because just me being around y'all for this short period of time, 2 years that I've been out here, you know, just working in Memphis comedy scene and watching how you get down and watching how you get down, and it brought us together today.
Yeah.
This weekend.
It's a beautiful thing. Let's end on that. Man.
It's a beautiful thing.
Let's end on that. Adam Dixon, Nathan Jackson, Jackson Magnus.
I appreciate you for having me, baby.